We're continuing to discuss the three psukim that talk about the rachamim of Hashem. Over here, starting with Hu Rachum. We said some ideas within it. We'll continue. The Malbim explains, we say, Vahirba lahashiv apo, v'lay ir kol chamasa. What's the difference between af and chema? So he says, af is an external wrath that Hashem shows when he's punishing and behaving with the world with wrath. And chema is an inner wrath that's there, an inner anger that's there, but still being contained. And therefore what we're saying is, Hirba lahashiv apo, that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to withhold the wrath that he shows externally, like pull it back, that it doesn't come out fully. And in regards to the anger that he carries within, lo ya'ir kol chamasa, that he shouldn't arouse any of that anger. The Rokeach says, kol chamasa, we don't mean don't arouse all of your anger, just some of it. What it means is, don't arouse, this word kol over here would mean any of your anger. Don't arouse any of that inner anger. Let it all go away. Rav Shteiman says there's two ways to understand this psukim that he suggests. One is that this entire pasuk is referring to after somebody does tshuva, still it requires the racham of Hashem in order to clean away our sin and not to destroy us and obliterate us. And this is all referring to after somebody does tshuva. Or it could be the first phrase is referring to until somebody does tshuva, who racham, Hashem has racham, and therefore he's patient and he waits. And in the meantime, he acts as if he's cleaned away your sin. Yechaper avon, he acts as if he's cleaned away your sin. He gives you during your lifetime to do tshuva. V'lo yashchis, he doesn't allow those mazikim that you create with your sins to hurt you. We know that punishments in the next world aren't unrelated, disconnected from the acts that you did. Actually, with our sins, we create the thing that hurts us. We're creating the pain that it gives to us after we leave this world. So Hashem withholds those things from being able to hurt us until we leave this world. That way, in the meantime, we have a chance to do tshuva. So that's v'lo yashchis. He doesn't let them hurt us or destroy us in the meantime. And this is all before we've done tshuva, giving us our lifetime to do tshuva. But then if we do tshuva, then v'hir b'la hashiv apo, he even more pulls back his wrath, v'loya ir kol chamaso, and he doesn't even arouse that anger on us at all, because tshuva is accepted, and it's like we never did it to begin with. And one more thing that we'll say on this pasuk is, v'racham, even though Hashem is rachamim, he's not mevater. He doesn't, if we've done a sin and we haven't done tshuva, he doesn't overlook that sin altogether. What will he do if we didn't do tshuva? So he can't look over the sin altogether. So what he could do is, yichaper avon, he'll send us an atonement for the sin in this world in the form of suffering. But suffering, that's lo yashchis, that it doesn't destroy us completely as we really would have deserved, but rather he spreads it out over a long period of time with a lot of little sufferings. V'hirba lahashiv apo, he many, many times returns his wrath. I mean, he collects from us slowly. Oh, you can't pay all at once? I'll take it in slow payments throughout your lifetime. A bang of the finger over there, a trip and a bang of the knee over there, a headache over there, a cough over there. And slowly, he spreads out the yisurim and collects the atonement that you need and cleanses you, but in a way that you could handle it. So that's how he's mechaper the oven. He cleanses you from the sin, without destroying you, but rather, v'hir b'lashiv apo, he spreads it out over many, many times of collecting from his wrath in order, and v'loyair kol chamaso. Even if he does collect all at once, he doesn't do it with all of his wrath. Ata Hashem lo tichla rachamecha mimeni. Don't withhold. Tichla is to withhold. Hashem, don't withhold your rachamim from me. Because if Hashem were to withhold his rachamim from us, even for a microsecond, the smallest increment of time, we would disappear. We couldn't live. The only way we continue to live, the only world world could continue to exist, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to give it existence, life. And if we were to withhold it for a moment, so when we're asking Hashem for rachamim, we're not asking Hashem, please don't make it that anything gets in the way, nothing hurts us and stops us. Not just that. Hashem, please let this whole mechanism keep going. Don't withhold your rachamim from me even for a moment. Chastav chava amitcha tamid yitzuni. They're constantly yitzuni. They're constantly watching over me, guarding me, protecting me. Your chesed and your emes are constant, and you're taking care of me. What's this chesed and the emes? So, Rabbi Victor Miller says is that the chesed is referring to yigum amidas harachamim. All the tov of Hashem and the way that He sends us tov is all the yigum amidas harachamim. And emes is the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands behind it. That you could trust Him to keep those yigum amidas harachamim. That He's trustworthy. He's emes. He said He was going to do it, and He carries it through perfectly to the end. Another thing that I saw, which doesn't contradict, but that Emes is referring to the things that Hashem promised us, and He's going to carry them out. All the brises, all the covenants that He made with Klai Yisrael, with the world, like not to bring a Mabul, and the covenant that He made with Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and that one day there'll be Tchias HaMeisim, and there'll be Geula. That's the Emes, that He's going to carry out the bris, all those brisos that He made with us. And the Chesed is even not the outright promises that He made, but just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the Yigum Midas HaRachamim, that He treats us with chesed. Both of those things, tamid, constantly, all the time, they're what guard me and protect me and take care of me. Zechor rachamecha Hashem v'chesedecha ki me'olam hema. I think our statement says, we're saying Hashem, remember your rachamim and your chesedim, because that's what you've always done for us. So wait a second. The fact that you've always had rachamim on me is a reason to continue to have rachamim? What do you mean? It sounds like maybe the opposite. If I always needed to have rachamim on me, isn't there a point that it gets used up and it's like, oh, I see I can't count on you. You keep on asking my rachamim, but being patient for you doesn't help. You haven't gotten your act together. So why would we point out the fact that you've always had to have mercy on me? Meaning, I messed up so many times. That's a reason to continue? So no, so what the Pshat of the Pasuk is that ki me'olam hema, from the fact that we see that since the beginning of time, Hashem's racham has always been there for the Jewish people and for individuals, that shows that that's how He runs the world, that that's how He needs to run the world. The world can't exist without His racham because it's always there, the rachamim. So from the fact that we see that it's always there, that shows me that's how you run things. So remember that rachamim and use it for me also right now. We have to remind Hashem to have rachamim. If He has it, He has it. No, what we arouse the Yigum Amidos by mentioning them, by talking about them, by noticing them. When we know, when we realize that Hashem, we need Hashem's rachamim, that arouses that rachamim upon us. Why have rachamim on a person that somebody that's ignoring and ignorant of your rachamim? He's not going to appreciate it or see it. But when you see it, you show it, you announce that, I know you have rachamim on me, so now you arouse that He's going to use rachamim on me. So that's Zechor Rachamecha. We have Hashem remember and call upon that rachamim by us ourselves talking about it and mentioning it. Ki me'olam hema. Even since this, the Malbim says, and Rabbi Victor Miller says, that since I see that you've had rachamim on me, since I was born of this world, you already dumped upon me innumerable amounts of rachamim and chasadim, because I didn't do anything to deserve to be born. Ki me'olam, it's already from before I was born. And my entire childhood and everything that brought me to now, you've constantly had rachamim and chesed on me. So even though I wasn't deserving, so I have no reason to stop trusting in you. Like the same way, like would you one day go to your, some 15-year-old go to his mother and say, Mommy, could I have breakfast tomorrow also? Like, what do you mean? I fed you every single day. Why would you even think that I would stop to feed you and I would starve you? So Hashem did everything for us from beginning to end, since before we were even born, and for everybody. So since ki me'olam him, it's even from before you were born, it's your entire lifetime, therefore that we have what to have bitachon on. We have no reason to stop to have bitachon on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have no reason to think that He would stop loving us and caring for us. Now, we hit two psukim, that mention the concept of oz three times. Right? Remember we said that these are different groups of psukim that intertwined with each other. So these two psukim actually, though, are consecutive in Tehillim. It's in Mizmor Samaches. Psukim Lamed Hei Lamed Vav is Tzunu Oz Elokim and Nora Elokim Mikdashecha. I'm referring to the Oz of Hashem. What is Oz? So if Shimshon Raphael Hirsch says, we see words like Koach in the Tanakh, we see words like Chozek and Chazak in the Torah. What's special about the word Oz? That, what's different about that kind of strength? So Oz is referring to how it can't be overcome. It's invincible. It's irresistible. There's nothing that could knock it down. It's a perfect strength. Tenu Oz Elokim, attribute all strength. And it's a strength that can't be overcome to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't take any credit for anything to yourself. Never attribute it to your abilities. Never attribute it to the strength of your army or your weapons. Tenu Oz, give all strength to Hashem. Attribute it all to Hashem. It's Him, the whole thing. All power, everything is His. There's another idea in Tenu Oz Elokim that the Nefesh HaChaim discusses, but it's not his Chiddush. He's teaching us over something that he says comes out throughout Kabbalah everywhere, and other Sfarim talk about it. And there's a deep hidden idea over here about man's whole purpose within this world. Hashem made the world, even though He's all-powerful and all-able and all-knowing, but He made the world in a way that He gave over the reins of the world to the Jewish people. And through their keeping Torah and mitzvot, or God forbid their lack thereof, they control the world. They give more strength to it running the right way and blessing coming in, or they hurt it and they damage it and pull it down when they sin. Tenu Oz Elohim, give strength to Hashem, meaning do Torah and mitzvot, give strength to Hashem to bring the world towards its final completion. We'll pick up from over here.